Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of shivan.org, the next program is Shad Darshana, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vedanta, presented by Sri Ramakrishnan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Chetane Brahmani Asadharanatvena. This is special. It's not a sadharan, it's not a common linga. It is a special pointer. Therefore, Spashta Brahma Lingatvada, and it is very clear. It can be only pointing out to Brahman. Therefore, Prathama Pada Sangati. This is the subject matter of Prathama Pada. Spashta Linga. That is desider. Em Sarveshu Api Adhikaraneshu Yathayatham Sangati Trayam Uhaniyam. In the same way, in each Adhikarana, as it comes, you have to understand the Sangati. This is the topic of discussion. This is the subject matter which is discussed. Avantara Sangati Istu Anekadha Vidyate. The secondary Sangati differs in many ways. What? Akshepa Sangati, Drishtana Sangati, Pratyudana Sangati, Prasangika Sangati, iti evamadi. Akshepa Sangati. What is the discussion? Sangati, the idea in the opponent. Akshepa Sangati, that is the Akshepa Sangati. What is the idea in the example? That is Drishtanta Sangati. What is the idea in the counter example? That is Pratyudaharana. What is the idea behind the topic of discussion? Prasangika Sangati. Some idea, he is discussing something, suddenly something appears. So, that is Prasangika Sangati. Why did he bring that Sangati? That idea is because in the Prasanga, in the topic of discussion, this is necessary. So, he brings in that. This way, you have to guess logically these Sangatis, the ideas behind each discussion. Seyam avanta sangatihi vipannena uhitam shakyate ataha tam yutpadeti. But understand that the primary sangati is easy to understand. It is easy to deduce logically. But the secondary sangati, the secondary ideas are little difficult to deduce logically by a normal person. It can be deduced logically only by a knowledgeable person. So that is what is explained here. Purva nyayasya siddhanta yuktim vikshya parenaye purva bhakshasya yuktim cha tatra akshepadi yojayet. Purva nyayasya siddhantam siddhanta yuktim vikshya parenaye purva bhakshasya yuktim cha tatra akshepadi yojayet. What is the akshepa? What is the opponent's idea, etc.? That, how do you understand? Purva nyayasya siddhanta yuktim vikshya. What is the topic of discussion in the previous nyaya, adhikarana, heading? Topic of discussion and the final essence. What is the siddhanta there? What is the final verdict? Take that. And vikshya parenaye purva pakshasya yuktim. And in the next nyaya, what is the Purapakshi saying? Take that. Tatra akshepadi yojayet. Understand the akshepa, etc. The opponent's idea, etc. Understand through this, because in the last topic it is said like this. Therefore, he, the opponent, wants to relate it with the last topic. Similar to the last topic, you have to discuss, you have to understand here also. Since it is taken like that there, you have to take it here also. Then the opponent will say, no, there it was different, this here it is different. Why? There it was discussing about these things and here it is discussing about these things. So, the topic differs. In this way, the akshepa example, etc., you have to understand. Tadyatha, example is also given. Prathama adhikarane brahma vichara shastram arambhaniyam iti siddhantah. The first adhikarana, athato brahma jignyasa, that is the first sutra. There, the first adhikarana, jignyasa adhikarana. The desire to know, jnatum iccha jignyasa. That is the adhikarana, that is the topic. Jnatum iccha, here, vicharaitum iccha. The desire to inquire upon. Now, prathama adhikarana, in that prathama adhikarana, the first topic, brahma vichara shastra shastram arambhaniyam iti siddhanta. The siddhanta is, the end result is this. The topic of discussion, which is Brahma Vichara, inquiry into the self. This Shastra, which inquires into the self, should start. This is the, there is reason to start. That is what is proven in the first chapter, first adhikarana, first topic. Okay, tatra yuktihi. Why should you stop? Why should you start this discussion, inquiry into Brahman? Because Brahmana sandiktatva, there is a doubt about the Brahman. Brahman exists or does not exist. This way there is a doubt. Therefore, dvitiya adhikarana, see in the second adhikarana, janma yas yataha there, jagat janmadi brahma lakshanam na bhavati iti purvaksha. First, Brahma Vichara should start because there is a doubt upon the existence of Brahman. That is the Siddhanta. That is the final verdict. Now, in the second topic, what is the discussion? Jagat Jammadi, Janmadi Lakshana, Brahma Lakshana Sambhavati. Janma, Sthiti and Laya. The creation, sustenance and destruction. These are the Lakshanas, definitions for Brahman. So, this he does not accept. The Purvapakshi does not accept. No, it cannot be the proof for existence of Brahman. Tatra yuktihi. The logic he gives is Janmadir Jagannishthatvat. What is birth of what, creation of what, sustenance of what, destruction of what? Of Jagat. So, where is the creation, the sustenance and the destruction established in? Established in the Jagat. Since the creation, sustenance and establishment, all three are established in the destruction or established in the Jagat, the topic of discussion is Jagat, the three qualities are in the Jagat, it cannot relate to Brahman, you cannot prove the existence of Brahman. Iti tad ubhayam avalokya tayor akshepa sangatihim yoga yojet. Now, the verdict in the first chapter, first adhikarana, first topic, and the Purva Paksha, the opponent's view in the second topic, you take this and then mix it and understand the Sangati. Sandigdhatvad Brahma Vicharyam Iti Etad Ayuktam Janmadehe Anya Nishthatvena Brahmano Lakshana Bhave Sati Brahma Iva Nasti Kutrasasya Sandigdhatvam Vicharyatvam Chaiti Akshepa Sangati. Akshepa. What is the Akshepa here? What is the opponent's viewpoint here? He says Sandigdhatvat Brahma Vicharyam. You said Brahman should be discussed upon, Brahman should be inquired upon. Why? Because there is a doubt. This is what you said. Iti etad ayuktam. This is wrong. This is wrong. This is what the Purvapakshi says. This is wrong. Why? Janmadher anyanishthatvena brahmano lakshana abhave sati brahma iva nasti. The janma, sthiti, laya, they are established in the Jagat. Since it is established in the Jagat, not in Brahman, and what is the definition for Brahman? There is no definition. Therefore, since you cannot define Brahman, therefore, the inquiry into the self, kutaha tasya sandigdhatum vicharitam cha, the doubt upon Brahman, or the vicharitam, the inquiriness, the quality to get inquired upon, that also doesn't exist. So, there is no, since Brahman does not exist, since Brahman does not exist, you need not discuss on this. This is the Purva Paksha. This is the Akshepa Sangati. This is the idea behind the Akshepa, behind the opponent. This is the idea the opponent has. Now, Drishtanta Pratyudharana Sangati Chatra Yojaitum Shakyate. With this, you can understand the example, the idea behind the example and the idea behind the counter example. What is that? Yatha sandigdhatvena hetuna brahmano vicharyatvam tatha janmadi anya nishthatvena hetuna brahmano lakshanam nasti iti drishtanta sangati. The drishtanta, the example is like there is doubt because of the doubt, because of this reason there is doubt, the Brahman should be inquired upon. But because of this reason, which is a Janmadi Anya Nishtatvina, Janma etc. are dependent upon, established upon the other, which is the Brahman, which is the Jagat, therefore Brahmano Lakshanam, there is no definition for Brahman. So this is the Drishtanta. Example, in one place is one thing, the other place for other thing is another. That way you have to understand. Yatha vicharyate hetuhu asti na tatha lakshana satbhave hetum pashyama iti pratyudharana sangatihi. The counter example is yatha vicharyatve hetuhu asti. There is a reason behind the inquiry. The reason to inquire there exists. There is a definite reason between the behind the cause for inquiry. You need to inquire. Like it is there for the inquiry, the cause for inquiry, there is no proper reason to condemn the existence of Jagat. This is the counter point. Countering the opponent. Therefore, ete drishtanta pratyudharana sangati sarvatra sulahe. In this way, you have to understand the opponent's example on the counter example by the siddhanti. Purva adhikarana siddhantavat uttara adhikarana purva vakshe hetumatva samyasya. Because this is how you have to understand in the other place also. The Purva Paksha, the Purva Siddhanta, the essence, the verdict of the previous topic and the operant of the second topic, there you have to take the idea. For the other Drishtanta, Praudharana, Akshepa, etc. Uttra Adhikarna Siddhante, Hetu Shunyatva Vailakshanya Secha, Mandehi Api Utpraikshitam Shakyatva. Because Uttra Adhikarna Siddhante, in the Siddhanta, in the verdict of the second Adhikarna, second topic, Hetu Shunyatva Vailakshanya Secha. The logic which the Purupaksha gives, there is no right logic or it is contradictory logic. This even an idiot can see. Mandabuddhi api utrekshitam shakite. Even a person with dull knowledge, dull intellect can see it. This contradiction. Akshepa sangatihi yatha yogam unneya. Yatha yogam unneya. The akshepa sangati should be taken as it is needed, as it is existing. Yatha atha prasangika sangati udagriyate. Now the fourth sangati, which is prasangika sangati, the topic which popped up, so that is discussed. Devata adhikarnasya adhikara vichara rupatvat samanvaya adhyaye nye brahma vakya vishaye tritiya padecha sangati abhavayapi buddhista avantara sangati asti. Devata adhikara adhikaranasya adhikara vichara rupatvat. The devata adhikarana, that comes. Devata adhikarana, they are discussing. In the topic of discussion where the samvaya, the non-contradiction between the vakyas should be discussed. There they are discussing about the devata. Why? There is a doubt which has arisen. Now this devata is like this, he is also having this, he does not also have the thread, etc. So is he a adhikari or not? Because one should have to have sacred thread to become be an adhikari. Since the devata does not have a sacred thread, he is not adhikari for the shastra. Then we say no, he has attained the devatahood, the deityhood, by performing the karmas, and to perform the karmas, the eligibility, the prerequisite is he has to have the sacred thread and he should have studied the shastra. Therefore he has already done that in his previous body, therefore he is also eligible. Like that we prove. Therefore buddhista avantara sang, this topic of, is he also eligible, this kind of idea arises. So we need to bring in that idea to discuss. तथा ही पूर्वाधिकरणे ही दैट इज व्हाट इज एक्सप्लेनिंग पूर्वाधिकरणे अंगुष्ठमात्र वाक्यस्य ब्रह्मवरत्वात् अंगुष्ठमात्रत्वं ब्रह्मणो मनुष्य हृदय अपेक्षम मनुष्य अधिकारत्व शास्त्रस्य इत्युक्तम् The previous adhikarana, the Brahman is discussed upon. Angushtamatra purusho antar hrudaye tishtati madhye brahmani tishtati madhye hrudaye tishtati like that. So angushtamatra purusha, the purusha is of the thumb size. The first parva of the thumb, that is the size of the first knuckle of the thumb. That is the size of the purusha, this Brahman. And where does he reside? In the heart cave of the manushya, this mortal being, this human being. Now, this is very clear. In the heart of the human being, in the space cavity of the human being's heart, this Brahman exists. So, only manushya is adhikari. Only this manushya can understand this Brahman. Because he has a heart and in his heart cavity, this Brahman exists. So, the others are not eligible. In this way they exist. Manushya adhikaritva chastrati etyuktam. Tad prasangena devata adhikaro buddhistaha. Then, is the devata not eligible? That way you have a discussion. If I become, see suppose, I don't realize what will happen to me. I will become a devata. Because I am not doing any bad karma. Studying the shastra. At least I am not doing any bad karma. So, this shastra, listening to shastra is a good karma. So what will be the result? I will be taking a body as a deity. Now, if I am not able to attain it here, will I at least be able to gain it there? So that doubt arises. So to negate that, say yam prasangya sangati, this prasangya, this topic of discussion which popped up, that is discussed. Tadayam nyaya sangatir nirupita. So in this way, whatever is the topic, whatever is the idea behind the discussion, they are discussed. Now, we come to the prathama adhyayasya pratham padaha. The first chapter, first pada. We will finish with the this nyaya, vayasika nyaya mala first adhikarana, and then we'll go to the bhamati bhashya. अत्र पादे स्पष्टलिंग युक्तानां वाक्यानां विचारः. He thought we would have forgotten the idea behind this pada. So he says, अत्र पादे स्पष्टलिंग युक्तानां वाक्यानां विचारः. The vakyas, the sentences in the scripture, which are very clearly pointing out to the Brahman, that is discussed. No, in some books it will be there, in some books it will not be there. Fine, great. The अथ इदानीं प्रत्यधिकरणं आवयव चतुष्टयम् श्लोकाभ्याम् संगृह्यते. अथ इदानीम् नौ प्रत्यधिकरणम् इन ईच अधिकरणा दिस विल बी देयर इन ईच अधिकरणा आवयव चतुष्टयम् श्लोकाभ्याम् संगृह्यते. दि फोर अवयवास दि फोर पार्ट्स फोर लिम्स एक्सेप्ट दि संगति दि अदर फोर लिम्स विल बी कंपाइल्ड इन दि टू श्लोकास इन दि कपलेट्स. वाट इज दैट? जिज्ञासाधिकरणम्. दि फर्स्ट अधिकरण इज jignyasa adhikaranam. So we come to the first sutra. Athato brahma jignyasa. So this is the first sutra. Athato brahma jignyasa. प्रथम अधिकरणम आरचयति. व्हाट इज दि फर्स्ट अधिकरण? सो ही सेस अविचार्यम विचार्यम वा ब्रह्माध्यास निरूपणात् असंदेह फलत्वाभ्याम न विचारम तदर्हति अध्यासो अहम बुद्धिसित्तः असंगम ब्रह्मशुतीरितम् संदेहात् मुक्तिभावाच विचार्यम् ब्रह्म वेदतः. नाउ ही डिस्कसेस अविचार्यम विचार्यम वा. दिस विषय हियर इज द टॉपिक ऑफ डिस्कशन हियर इज द शास्त्र विच इज ऑन ब्रह्मन. The inquiry into Brahman. That is the topic of discussion. Vishaya. Now, Sandeha. The doubt is, avicharyam vicharyam va. should I inquire upon or should I not inquire upon? Brahma. On what? On Brahma. Why? What is the doubt? Because this is the Pura Paksha. See, this is doubt is the doubt is should I inquire upon or not inquire upon Brahman? That is the doubt. Second avayava, limb. First avayava is what is the vishaya? Topic of discussion is inquiry upon the self. Is topic of discussion. Second, sandeha, doubt is should I inquire upon the self or not inquire upon the self? The Pura Paksha is adhyasa anirupanat asandeha falatva abhyam na vicharam tadarhati. Asandeha adhyasa anirupanat. Since the adhyasa, the superimposition itself is not proven, you have to first prove this jagat is superimposition, and then jagat everything is superimposition on that Brahman, and therefore to negate upon that superimposition is possible. First the adhyasa, the superimposition itself is not proven. So first logic, then asandeha falatva abhyam. There is no doubt, there is no doubt that this Brahman does not exist, and the falatva abhyam, afalatva abhyam, there is no result. What is, see, prayojanam anudishyana mandobi pravarte, even an idiot will not inquire upon anything without any use. Now you seem to be intelligent person, why do you want to inquire upon the self which has no use? Like testing how many teeth this crow has, kakadanta parikshavat, there is no use. So na vicharam tadahati, the inquiry upon the self is not necessary, it is not eligible to be inquired upon. This is the Pura Paksha. Now Siddhanta says what? Adhyasaha aham buddhi siddhaha, superimposition exists. How? Aham buddhi siddhaha, I, this idea, this knowledge of I proves the existence of adhyasa. I think I am body, I think I am mind, I think I am the intellect. So I have superimposition of body, sense organ, etc. as I. Therefore it is experienced, it is proven. First you said adhyasa anirupana, the superimposition is not proven, therefore you cannot inquire upon. I have said the superimposition is proven because you experience it. Next, brahmashruti iritam asangam, brahmashruti iritam, and shruti also says brahma is asangohi ayam purushaha, it is untouchable. We use this word untouchable, it is not tainted, it is not touched, it is not associated with anything else. Therefore sandehat mukti bhavacha, and there is a doubt. Why should one inquire into something if he has some doubt? To clear the doubt he has, there is doubt here. Therefore he said asandehat. Now there is doubt, definite doubt. So since there is doubt whether it exists means it is like this or like that, there is this doubt, therefore you have to inquire. And not just that, you said afalatvabhyam, there is no result. Mukti bhavacha, mukti is the result. Therefore vicharyam brahma vedatah, the Brahman should be inquired upon from where? Vedatah, through the shrutis. From the shrutis, through the shrutis you have to inquire upon. Vakyas, the sentences which discuss upon the Brahman should be inquired upon. So this is the idea. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamagacchate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi.